All right, we're going to continue now with Gary Tollefson. Gary, thanks for giving me your time today and bringing me out to your property to show me your bees.
Hey, no problem, Adam. Anyone that's into bees, they'll tell you they like talking about bees in a little different. You sit there and talk a long time about these little critters that are so fascinating and very interesting, and you can just go on all day about them.
So, well, I'm going to get into a little bit of the equipment. For instance, a lot of people, when they think of beekeepers, you know, they see the white boxes, for instance. They see the suits that people wear. Can you talk a little bit about that and why you need to be so careful around them?
I would say always suit up. Anyone that's just getting into it, and the other people will tell you, you'll see things on the internet that these guys aren't wearing anything. I would say always suit up. There was a guy that just lost his eye that was on the internet that, you know, he didn't suit up and he was just going in there to feed the bees. I'm pretty careful about suiting up most of the time. And they tell you this, most of the beekeeper suits that you see out there where they're going to work on their hives, they're all light colored. And there's a reason for that, Adam. You know what the reason is?
Well, only thing I can think of is predators.
Their natural critter that comes and takes their honey is a black bear. So if you go out there wearing something dark or something furry or something that looks like it might be invasive to them, you're in trouble. So most of the time, you'll see a light-colored suit and usually a veil of some sort on these guys and gloves when you're working the hive because you don't want to be stung. I don't want to be stung, I'm not there to hurt the bees. So you start flailing your arms and killing bees, they're going to release that pheromone and you're going to have a whole world of hurt because their buddies are coming to help them.
And you're right next to the massive population of bees.
Correct.
Instead of out in the woods, right?
Right. You were just there. I said, we're standing next to probably 60,000 bees in this box right here. And you're kind of got a look in your eye. And they'll tell you when you set your hive, try to have it level or tipping a little bit forward, just a tad bit so the water doesn't run into the hive. Moisture is the number one killer of these things. And they always face south. The entrance always faces south.
That's really interesting to me, and nobody is able to really pinpoint why that is.
I just was always told, face your entrance south and everything will be good. So I didn't do any more research on it, and I didn't have to, because once you face their entrance south, they're good to go. I would say, up here especially, put the north wind at your back, as you and I do when we're walking anywhere. So it makes sense to me. Number one killer is the moisture and the cold, so keep them warm, and because they keep their hive at 92 degrees. Keep the cold wind at their back and keep them dry.
The other thing I noticed is you have windbreaks and foam containers to put over the hives during the coldest months. Is that imperative, or are you going to lose your hive to a very cold snap?
Something I just do as a precaution. A lot of people do that. They wrap their hives. They will use tar paper to break the wind, insulation, some bubble wrap. I saw a guy using bubble wrap. That's just to, again, keep the cold and the wet off the bees.
So what about the electric fence that you had around your beehive? Obviously to keep bears, skunks, what else?
Raccoons.
Yeah.
And then you'll notice an entrance reducer. That's mostly in the fall. That tin thing on the front, a very small hole, that is a reducer to keep the mice out. Where would a mouse love to build a nest? In the fall or in the spring? Right in a place that the bees are keeping at 92 degrees. There's food in there. And it's warm all the time. And they are not good for a beehive.
Well, Gary, I appreciate you giving us some more insight. I'd like to talk to you further about this as you get more into the season and see how your new hives are turning out.
Very good. We'll talk again.
Gary Tollefson, beekeeper and from Public Service Garage. Stop in and say hi to him and talk to him about his bees. This is The Outdoor Show.